This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Two straight weeks jumping in before the Open began. Rock solid from me. Monday, Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's go. What do you have? Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Text away. 651-461-9226. The order today is, Adam.
Why don't we go you first, Dan second, then I'll pick up the scraps at the end.
Let's go. Just saw this one. NewYorkPost.com. Two things that are properly rated. We, and so many people have been saying this for years, so I'm in the group. I would so love if we had a tabloid in this town. Would you love it, Carter, if we had a tabloid in this town? Oh, fantastic. And then this headline. My boyfriend dumped me to focus on his career. Now I'm dating his boss. I mean, that's fantastic.
Wow. Looks like she was focused on his career, too.
Yeah, exactly. Dan Cook again, the headline. My boyfriend dumped me to focus on his career, and now I'm dating this boss. That is an underrated move. That's fantastic.
I mean, it's just brilliant. It's just brilliant on so many levels.
I talked about last week about when being in Vegas and about how I was a member of a dying breed of people that still is a fan of Elvis. And
yes, sir.
So I assume that tabloids nowadays don't give us weekly updates on where Elvis is purportedly living alive and well. You used to see it all the time.
Remember,
stop at the grocery store aisle and you look in the Weekly World News. Elvis spotted fishing off the coast of Costa Rica.
And I don't want us to have that type of tablet. I want the Daily News and New York Post. I want a daily, splashy stuff. You know, we just don't know. Like, who's our big celebrity now? Like, obviously, CJ made a career out of this. Very lucrative, successful career. Like, we don't have the Kardashians, okay? Who are we? What celebrities are we? If we get the tabloid, who are we really excited to see when they go to Speedway?
Rusty Gaten.
Who's our Rusty? Yeah. I can't get over Rusty at the McCartney show when he was on that flagpole, like he was our leader, you know, leading this. Might still be Frank and Amelia, right?
Those are the first names that popped into my head.
Yeah.
I mean, DeRusha would be very disappointed that he didn't immediately get spoken of in this segment.
I expect to get a text within minutes how he's not the number one person. Number two for me, Saturday Night Live and the crowd. And they continue to say it's just not any good anymore. Most of those folks just aren't watching the show. I don't care how old you are. You're just watching. I get comedy subjective.
And it's also it's possessive too, right? I mean, the cast that we quote unquote grew up with, you know, that will be. Don't you think that's some of it?
I think you're right. I think that's utter nonsense. It's utter nonsense that people just think because they grew up with Belushi, they grew up with Eddie, or they grew up with the Phil Hartman, or they grew up with the Will Ferrell, that it can't be just as good. Right? I mean, I have great memories Go ahead, Dan, of the 20s and 30s.
Are they in black and white, or how does that memory thing work?
Yes, right. But you also can enjoy things, and that's it. I just, so many people, oh. And I get it, Adam. I totally get it. You know, I was in my teenage years and college years and watched this, and it was the best. You're allowed to be 30, 40, and 50, and 60, and still enjoy it. If you have paid attention during Kate McKinnon's run, and you don't think she's an all-time cast member, all-time, without a doubt, top 10 and lower than that, then I can't help you. Because she is bleeping brilliant at what she does. And that's a devastating loss, just like Eddie was, just like Belushi was. And I assume they'll keep finding people. Weekend Update, I think you mentioned this a couple months ago. Weekend Update is phenomenal now with Shay and Jost. Other characters who are outstanding. The music is still as good now as it's ever been. So for the it's not as good, watch it. Just watch it. Can we get a president, because we're back-to-back now, where the press team has to walk back comments on a regular basis. We got Joe now in Taiwan. We got Joe various other places. I mean, it was Donald Trump every other day. So, properly rated, have any president who you only occasionally have to walk back what he says, because with Biden and Trump, it's a regular occurrence. Blois Olson trying to tout taffy. Okay, the three of us all know how bad his food lists are. Adam, taffy's disgusting, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Taffy, I mean, there's so many other options. It's like if you were, like, you know, stuck in a tin can or something and there was some taffy there and you had to eat it to, you know.
How did you get stuck in the tin can, Adam?
To survive, then taffy, yeah, you know, is like if you go to the candy store and all that's left is taffy, then yes, I guess taffy is an option.
I would walk out. I wouldn't even get it. And as you said, Blois going with Fuddy Duddy.
I mean, honestly, it's like he must have a bowl of Brock's candy next to him, you know, those old hard square caramels and the assortments.
He is the oldest, whitest man in America. He really is.
Or he's on the hook with Big Dental, you know?
Yeah. And then the last one, I had just a terrible dream about one of my children the other day. It was a dream. Had it woke up, first time in my life I've ever had this, went back in the dream, woke up again, and went back in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys do that?
It happens to me all the time.
It's happened to me before. Unfortunately, it's never the ones you want to go back into.
Exactly. Yes.
You don't get to fall back asleep and, well, let me pick up where I left off. No, you don't get that option.
I've had it once before. You know, multiple times where I wake up and I go back to the dream the first time, but I've never had it wake up, go to the dream, startled again, wake up, and then go back in the dream. And it was just such an awful dream. It's like, I'm like, why? No, you're right. I mean, there could be a lot better dreams to go back to. Okay, those are some of mine. Let's pause right here. Dan and Adam, next with the overrated, underrated, properly rated. Let's go. Let's get some text. What do you have for us? 651-461-9226. We'll get to Dan here in seconds, then Adam with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Andy Mannix from the Star Tribune on what's going on with the human rights. Powerful, scathing report on MPD, and now the city of Minneapolis is asking for, guess what, some information, and how the Human Rights Commission isn't providing any. We had two lengthy segments last hour with Tom Hauser on will we get a special session, what fell apart. We talked Scott Jensen and the power of Jensen as the endorsed candidate to be the Republican nominee to oppose Tim Walz. And Jensen has called out Tim Walz's leadership. Be involved. Get things done. Scott Jensen, last 10 minutes, has said Republicans should pass the $4 billion tax relief, but not the $4 billion in spending. Adam, you want to help me out how that's leadership to get things done when the Democrats obviously will not go for that for 1 second?
It's my way or the highway. That's kind of leader I like.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that if you are the governor and you control the Senate and the House. But realistically, you can't say the governor isn't leading and then you come in and say, I agree 100% with my party and the other party is dead to me. It's just laughable. Just like, where was Walz when all this was going on? Nowhere to be seen. That's also available for criticism. Here he is, a man who graduated this weekend with honors, and we're massively, massively proud of him, Dan Cook.
Thank you very much. I'll touch on that in just a moment. But I want to start with properly rated the sports comeback. It was a weekend full of sports comebacks, including in your sport, obviously. Yeah. Mr. Thomas being, what, was he seven strokes down starting the day?
Seven back. Seven back, yep.
Managed to come back and win the whole thing in a playoff. The Twins scoring seven runs in the last two innings.
Wrote that game off.
Right? I mean, just another clunker in Kansas City, right? Nope. They came back and won that one. Manchester City coming from two goals down to score three goals in 5 minutes to win the Premier League title.
Yep.
It was just bonkers.
I mean,
that's
amazing.
Wait, you know, you'd never leave early. I mean, as much as you want to write off sports, as many times as you see, you know, clunker games that just don't go anywhere, it's those gems that where there's that late, you know, scramble comeback that's what glues us to sports, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fabulous.
Another thing that's properly rated.
In the Twins game, too, I don't know if you saw this, but Carlos Correa did this thing called he pinch hit.
Came off the bench? You
can do that? He stayed in the game, and body parts didn't come off him.
I heard Corey Provis talking about it, and he's like, I know this is going to make some people mad, but we just have to mention it because it's the fact of the matter. This is late in the game. Byron Buxton is not available today. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying that's the truth. That's where we are now with this ball club, that the play-by-play announcer has to remind us of that silly fact.
Yep.
Also properly rated, speaking of baseball, the Major League Baseball debut. This has always been one of my favorite things to see going to a ballpark. And if you caught the video, it went viral over the weekend, of Adley Rutschman, the number one prospect in all of baseball, making his debut for Baltimore, and taking that moment as he took the field to look around the ballpark and just kind of drink in all of the adulation that he was getting from the fans that were there, and just being in that situation. It's the Major League Baseball debut for a player. You're in real time watching a kid's dream come true. And there's just, to me, nothing like it. I love every second of it. All the hard work that goes into, you know, being a minor league baseball player, to watch that kind of dream be realized in real time is an amazing thing.
Yep. Agree. Great.
And finally, you mentioned it earlier, I did graduate this weekend, and it's always been a kind of a struggle for me to figure out how to celebrate an accomplishment without making it seem boastful or feeling like I'm bragging or feeling like, you know, somebody else is looking at me as though I'm being condescending about it. That's always been just an inner struggle that I have. But this was one of those things where I busted my tail for 5 years on this master's degree. And it's something I felt called to. It's something that I felt God's hand in my life on. And I put in a tremendous amount of work, as you know as well as anybody, to get this done. So to be able to go through commencement this weekend and to celebrate that with my family, who only recently, my parents just recently moved back to town, so to have them there for that was just an amazing thing. And it just, this whole weekend, it was exhausting in a way. I need a weekend from the weekend. It was one of those. But it was just incredible. It was just, I don't know how else to explain it. It's such a blessing to be able to not only share that with them in that moment, but then, you know, I put out a couple of social media posts and just the reaction from people and the love and kudos that I got back. It was really touching. It was just, it got me right in the feels, and it's
Adam, how did you feel when Dan's tweet said, I'm smarter than all of you? Suck it.
Well, he's right about that, though. Like, and I think our generation especially is sensitive to this, is because, you know, that's when you do have a personal accomplishment like that.
Right.
And if you're a humble person or someone who doesn't like to draw attention, but at the same time says, you know what, this is kind of worth it to share. You are hesitant to share it on social media because there is that pushback. Like, you know, we've all been in conversations where oh, look who posted about this. Yippee. Like, thanks for, you know.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I totally get that, but yeah. Not in this
bravo
case. I
mean,
bravo to Dan. Yeah. Absolutely. Excuse me, awesome. Your Eminence.
yes.
He's got the robes on today. He looks unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean,
what do they call that?
The vestments?
The vestments. Yes. I love that word, yeah. Vestments.
I mean, we missed out on 5,000 guests, but I mean, you got good grades, so I hope you're happy.
Thank you.
No, it's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Adam, by any chance, I just saw a story. Does your overrated, underrated, properly rated include in Texas, go topless Jeep weekend results in more than 100 arrests?
Why would they arrest if it's go topless weekend?
Yeah.
Can't they look other way just once? Texas, come on. You're better than that. Overrated. Texas.
I don't know if you'd look the other way. I got to be honest.
No, I'd be looking the way. You guys briefly talked about it, but I wanted to save it for this. I think the criticism that the Twins face for resting those key players is overrated. Maybe not so much with Correa, but I think Buxton, when we're only getting 50 games out of the guy, I think you have to look at any option possible to keep him on the field as long as possible. And yes, it's easy to say when they're winning games as they are now, but you know what? I think it is a grind. The baseball season is a grind. And I think we look in our past, Twins players who unfortunately faced injuries and, you know, had great careers that probably weren't what they should have been. So I get the criticisms, especially if you're going to Target Field tonight and you bought the ticket, you know, months ago. And I haven't seen the lineup, but let's say Buxton and Correa are not in the lineup. I would be ticked off at that. But at the same time, I understand. I think I'm open to any ideas to keep a Byron Buxton still available when we get to September.
Well, Dan is more with you than I am. Okay.
Yes.
Part of my problem was their explanation changed dramatically over not this past weekend, but the weekend before. I don't accept that if it's a close game and if he played the night before and wasn't a reoccurrence of the injury, and it's a close game, the Rocco can't go to him in the seventh inning and say, get loose. We might use you for one at bat, and I just, the 100 games bugged me. And again, I was all for the contract. I was all for the risk. He's an amazing player. I just think an adjustment, all for it. How could you not adjust? I think they're setting the bar too low, in my view. I do.
Yeah. I just, you know, again, if that situation's happens in, you know, late August or September as opposed to late May, to have him available
in the seventh inning. I was going to ask this to Chip. Well, they're on pace to win 97 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They win the American League Central. And they play a six-game series and a six-game series. Is Byron going to play every game?
I would hope so at that point.
Has to.
Why would we think that, though? If he hasn't played 10 out of 11 games all year, and also in the playoffs, he's going to do it?
Well, isn't that the argument,
that's
though?
That's the point of
resting him now so that he is available then?
I guess that's what I'm thinking.
It also, you'd want to do it a few times, right? 100 games, I'm sorry, it's a 162-game season. Give me 130. Give me 85% of the game. They're saying he's going to play two-thirds of the games. Adjustments, different treatments, talking to him. 100 games, and he can't pinch hit when he played the day before and nothing else happened? No, not for me. You know me, the tough guy.
Old, hard-scrabbled
yes, exactly.
Sports guy. I can't believe these guys get paid what they get paid.
I'm asking him to play 75-80% of the time. I mean,
which would be a huge improvement for him.
I'm not exactly iron horse materially.
One last thing, too, and Dan brought up the comeback. Is it really a great comeback? I mean, seven shots, yes, but if you shoot 67, I mean, that's obviously a great round in your final round. Yeah. But
no,
if you're coming back from seven shots, you better have shot like a 63 or a 64.
Yeah, well, listen, he's not giving the Wanamaker back.
No.
But it was more what happened to the other players.
My guy, Mito.
Mito, man. Mito, I felt bad. And
I did feel bad for Mito.
Anybody who knows me knows I'm in the complete Rory tank. Okay. Love Rory. Didn't talk to the media Saturday. Didn't talk to the media Sunday.
Really?
Knock it off, Rory.
Oh, come on, Rory.
Knock it off.
You're better.
Come on. The reason why we love you is you're just such a stand-up, intelligent, accountable guy. You want to know why he didn't talk Sunday? Because that baby was in his hands. Yes. Again, that, four
after
under.
That front nine, you're thinking, oh, boy.
Well, how about he's four under through five holes? If he's one under from that point on, he's in the playoff. And Mito, that seemed like a three-wood to me. And he's got such a unique finish, right? He's sawing those all off. He's the modern swinger. They all try to teach you. Maybe my boy Luckin is teaching this. Low left, right? And Mito's like that. And he hits in the water. And then where he had to drop it, it's such a hard shot. So it's one of those. But let's not forget, Tiger won some events.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's kind of all faded. It happens.
Yeah, but that was, we credit, they withered in Tiger's presence. I don't think JT's doing that to anybody.
No, but I guarantee you, when he and Rory were getting closer on the board, if those guys were looking at the leaderboard, they were paying attention. And here's another thing. JT saying he never looked at the leaderboard. I don't understand that at all. Now, he... I got beat three times in the Wind Song event over the weekend, and JT won the PGA Championships. Who am I to say? But where else do you not keep score? Well, I mean, where
I don't
other
keep scoring golf, to be honest with you.
We can't bring the calculator out. That's part of the problem. Okay, Andy Mannix on the human rights investigation, which was so critical of the city of Minneapolis police. And let's be honest, we jumped on it, crushed parts of Minneapolis police that were involved. Now the city just wants some details, and Human Rights Division saying, we'll get back to you. Makes no sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.